Members of the Western Regional Branch of the Ghana Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union have embarked on a demonstration, according to the Union Secretary Michael Okonu. The move has become necessary because the National Petroleum Authority has failed to direct the oil marketing companies to lift diesel from the two installations in the Western and Central regions. This has for over 5 months rendered the drivers jobless. Our correspondent Mary Aziz Tunde spoke to the Union Secretary Michael Okunu.
We have not been allowed to lift this for the past 5 months. We supply the Western and then Central regions, you know. So, for some of that advice, it's normally given to the mining companies for dollars. We don't understand. And our drivers are also jobless at the moment. They are at home, doing nothing. So, we wrote to MPA. The MPA is the body that directs the CDC and OMP as to where exactly they should supply their consignment. So, we find it strange that the supply comes from to the Western Central regions. Drivers over here are sitting down doing nothing for the past 5 months. So they have fed up. We wrote to MPA, the Western Regional Branch, several times, but there was no solution to the problem. We even wrote to the Parliament House so that they could come to our aid. We wrote to the Western Regional Minister so that he could intervene, so that our drivers will also get some job to do. But so to no avail. So we are fed up. So the drivers decided to embark on a peaceful demonstration, very peaceful one, so that they let our drivers come to life. So that since there are people over here, at least we allow the OMS companies that supply the local in the Western Central region to live from this area.
After this strike, what?
If the local come to our aid, we will still continue to embark on it, right? Until they come out and say, at least since there's this over here, we should also miss it.
How would you tell your members? This one is the first time. It's yeah.
There's nothing I can see to them, but they're fed up. We don't know what's happening. The people are better to come down then. Say something to us.
You heard the Union Secretary of the Tanker Drivers Union, Michael Okonu, talking to Mary Aziz Tunde.
Meanwhile, the NPA says the concerns of the Tanker Drivers Union are misplaced, as the authority does not have any direct link with the transportation of the product. Its public relations officer, Yaro Kasambata, in an interview with Radio Ghana, has directed the union to address its concerns to the oil marketing companies.
The real situation is that we have not given any such directive. So the claim by the tanker people there is completely false and it has no basis at all. The tankers work for oil marketing companies. They don't work for the MPA. The MPA, we don't even instruct tanker people whose products to lift and who not to lift. So if for any reason the clients they work for have not engaged them for 5 months, how do we get blamed for this? Because these commercial arrangements, the regulator is not involved in commercial arrangements of the parties in the downstream. These are all left for them to decide. So if for any reason oil marketing companies are going low on their output and so you have not had work to do for 5 months, how do you blame the authority for it? We have given no such directive, so we don't understand their basis for embarking on this demonstration.
Would you say it's a lack of understanding of the process?
No, but they, more than anybody, ought to know the processes involved. These processes involved is what they have worked for or worked with all these years. Unless they are saying that they just entered into the business. Otherwise, if you have entered into the business long enough to claim that for 5 months you have not, you know, worked, it means that you have prior knowledge of what the procedures and processes are. The oil marketing companies, they tell you where their product is and where you lift them from and where you take them. It's like you go to the market to shop and you hire a truck and the truck agrees to travel with you and you tell the truck where you are offloading your goods. So if for some reason the trucks have come to park there for all these years or days and nobody has come to contract them to carry goods, should they blame somebody for it? I don't see why they have to complain that the MPA is involved in this. If they have any preference for working in any particular portion of the country, they need to take this up with their respective oil marketing company. They shouldn't get the authority involved at all, because this is not our job. I mean, we don't do this thing for the tanker drivers and the oil marketing companies. We don't take such decisions. So we're actually baffled at these claims. But what I can say to you, they are completely false, and we have no reason to think that they would use us as a reason to embark on a demonstration. If they have other concerns why they are on a demonstration, then they should say so.